I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
I have a story. I don't know, you know, whether it's, you know, a scary one or even if it's, you know, a ghost story or not. Well, actually, I have two. But this happened when I was about maybe 14 years old. I used to live with my grandmother. And, you know, she had a small house. It was a two-bedroom house. Her bedroom was pretty much right next to mine. What connected them was maybe a small hallway. I want to say, you know, no more than 10 feet maybe. But one day, I walked into my grandmother's room. I used to feel her. Not steal, I guess, but borrow her face cream, the anti, you know, wrinkle cream, although it was only 14 for my face. But I used to go, you know, take it from her room. So I went in her room one day and I saw my grandmother there. She was ironing clothes, you know. I've seen her do it millions of times, you know, obviously not millions, but seen her do it, you know, several times, ironing clothes right by the window. Kind of looked at her and said, hey, you know, obviously, we'd seen each other that morning, but just acknowledging that she was in the room. Anyways, got the face cream, walked out of the room, and I was maybe like not even halfway down the hallway. Like I mentioned earlier, this was a really small hallway. And then I hear my grandmother call me from the kitchen, and I'm like, wait a minute. I just literally stopped in my tracks. So I walked back in my grandmother's room. Because I had sworn that she had called me from the kitchen area, but I had just seen her in her room ironing clothes. So I walked back into her room and I go, you know, to tell her, hey, you know, you called. But I walked back in her room and she's no longer there. And like I said, I had literally just walked out of her room, and she wasn't there anymore. She wasn't there ironing the clothes anymore. And she calls me once again, and like I originally heard, it was coming from the kitchen area, but I walked in her room because, like I said, I was in there. I had just seen her ironing her clothes, and she was no longer there. I walked to the kitchen, and I said, how did you get over here so fast? And she said, you know, I've been here all morning pretty much. She was cooking breakfast or something. And I told her, I said, I just saw you in your room. You know, you were ironing clothes. And she was like, no. She's like, I'm sorry to tell you, that wasn't me. She said, maybe it's, you know, I don't know. My grandmother's really religious. You know, so she was like, you know, maybe it's like, she was joking, maybe it's like the, you know, ghostly me. But I don't know what that story means. I don't know. You know, I've always tried to dismiss it and, you know, never thought, you know, anything of it until I found your guys' podcast. Lately, I've been binging like crazy. Like, I love this podcast. You guys are awesome. It's the best thing I've ever heard, honestly. My spouse is like, you're so, you know, you're so into the show. I'm like, yeah, like, this, it's awesome. But anyway, so I don't know what that meant, you know. I don't know why my grandmother appeared to me in her bedroom. You know, she, my grandmother, to this day, she's fine. She's well, you know. There's, you know, she hasn't passed away, thank God, or anything like that. So I don't know what that ever meant. Also, another story I have, it's just a short story as well. I'm a school bus driver, and, you know, they switch us. For the most part, we drive the same bus, but sometimes they might switch buses on us and things like that. And every time I drive this one particular bus, I always feel something, like, I don't know, I always feel like a presence in the bus. And, you know, we get up really early, so the sun, you know, is not even out at the time. So it's dark, you know, we're driving down the road and, you know, it's dark when we look in our rearview mirror. You know, we have that big rearview mirror where you can see all the seats in the back. And I always feel like I see something, you know, but when I go look, you know, I just feel the presence and I can kind of, I guess, see it from the corner of my eye. But then I go look at the actual mirror and I don't see anything. Anyways, for some reason, I assume, you know, just because I'm like into the paranormal things that, you know, there's something there. Anyways, one day I took this bus on a field trip. And, you know, as a school bus driver, when we have field trips, you know, we don't obviously go into the field trip area, you know, wherever they're going, let's say museum or anything. We just hang out on the bus or, you know, park somewhere and go get something to eat, whatever it is. But sometimes I tend to fall asleep in, for the, you know, waiting period. So I fell asleep in this bus, and then I woke up to basically, I woke up because I felt somebody like pushing on my shoulder, like basically kind of like tapping me to wake up on my shoulder. And I was like, you know, I don't know. I woke up and I was like, I don't know if I imagined feeling that, but I swore that I felt it. You know, I felt somebody tapping on my shoulder, like trying to wake me up. Anyways, I don't know if, like I said, if that's considered scary or not, or, you know, an actual ghost story, but it kind of freaked me out a little bit. I'm always one to dismiss things, but, you know, I don't know, maybe somebody else can give me their opinion, or you guys can give me your opinion on that, on what happened. But anyways, once again, love your guys' show. I don't know when this, if this will make it on the show, but it's about Halloween's next week, so happy Halloween. Keep up the great work. And once again, you guys are awesome. All right, bye guys.
This has been a Grave Confession
from The Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. link your accounts, and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.